Jesse, no, that's working with, not working for. That's the difference.
Oh, so now you're his lawyer.
All my communication comes through whatever the company we're going to call it is. Josh is my PR. Josh is my actual PR specialist.
I tried to be Jesse's, but man, that was so stressed within 3 hours.
Whenever I don't know how to relay a message, just shoot it to him. Like, hey, brother, you a writer, brother. Hey, just, you know, get this stuff down. You got it. Look, I can't say this the proper way, but I know you can. So.
I was wrong. You can't just say that.
No, it has to sound eloquent.
You know how many times I had to write that on paper for him? It's like, no, just say this, nigga. Just say this shit, okay?
It's three words.
I was, what's the last word?
Never seen this word before.
That's a weird way of spelling right. I understand that.
God damn
it. He uses the fucking word eloquent and he can't put together a comprehensible statement, apparently.
It's against my religious beliefs.
Yeah. It has to sound eloquent, but not from me.
He really is. I'm ignoring it. It's fine. If I don't acknowledge it, it's not happening.
Just put the shaders on.
Tunnel vision. Yeah. Tunnel vision.
Yeah, exactly.
Tunnel vision.
You get it.
What the hell, man?
Oh. Welcome to another episode of the It's Just Jokes podcast. My name is Joshua Chapman, no AKAs. We still haven't figured out that.
We got to put that in a booth, seriously.
Like I said, I'm like Kyle Korver, only doing threes. I'm here with my good buddies, as always. First, Jesse Pink.
What's up, y'all?
I said that last episode, no one caught it. But AKA Groovy, AKA, wow. I'm so off today. AKA Dolomite P, AKA Baby Samoa Joe, AKA Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because you keep it raw on your hoes. And Derek Small.
Derek what?
And Derek Small.
Wait, can you not hear me?
I couldn't at first.
Yeah.
Oh, no, my bad. I had said it. I was like.
He was waiting for his PR guy. Come on.
Oh wow, he's gonna cook me the whole episode. All right, this is why we don't have guests on this show. Cause
oh fuck. AKA D Smalls, AKA Anthony Mackie Jr., AKA the one, the only, Mr. Meatman. Shout out to D Will for everything behind the scenes. We appreciate you. Shout out to Dre for the intro music. Shout out to Peyton for what he does behind the scenes. Will we ever tell him what they do, what Peyton does? No, mind your fucking business. That's none of your business. Speaking of Peyton, we have him on the show today. Welcome, Peyton.
Welcome. Thanks.
He told him welcome. It's turning to his show. This is my, all the work I do, this is my goddamn show.
All right, time to colonize this shit.
Oh, fuck.
I'm like, it was right there. And he took it. It was right there, man.
Jesse, that was one of these. He was like, all right.
You know what? I respect him for saying it.
Hand claps. Nothing but hand claps.
He had to get to his position on the floor. He was like, yep, I'm going to work my way to this.
He got all of us in the huddle. I was like, look, listen, it's my team now. All right. AKA the White Wolf, AKA Beige Lillard. AKA one half of the only three, or one third of the only three white people I fuck with. Don't ask about the other two. Peyton is on the show today.
That last one was amazing.
He's top three. He's not three.
You know,
I'm not gonna hold you.
I think if you know me well enough, you could figure out the other one. But the third person, hey, don't worry about that shit. Don't worry.
I'm not worrying about it.
Yeah, you're good. So, man. What's up? How you doing?
Doing all that I can. Yeah. Trying to survive every day, you know?
Man, that's a black-ass answer, dog. I ain't gonna lie with you.
I keep telling y'all he's black.
I don't understand.
He said, I'm just trying to stay out of the way, brother.
What's he doing?
I don't understand. I know it just, it just flows through me, I guess. It's just natural. I don't know. Or maybe it's a script that Josh wrote me pre-show. That's
no, right. No. Hey, dog. No, that's all you.
Nah,
that's
Cooper all you. Cup. That's all you.
Called Cooper Cup.
That's all you, pal.
I know. I don't need a PR guy. So
no. You.
Bro, why are you cooking me for this? Derek, got me in a blender.
Derek, come on, man. I'm handing over the shield to you. Remember that.
Oh, man. Hey, Chandler Parson cooking you, dog. You better stop.
Oh, man. Hey, we've met each other freshman year. I don't even remember how we became friends, though. Like, I know we were on the same floor. I just don't know how, like, we just started hanging out. Like, I don't remember this whatsoever.
No, to be honest, I have no idea either. And you know what I remember first from freshman year is I met Dre before you did. I met Dre before you. Do you know that? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, we were in like that common area or something. And I don't know, George had us do like this talk to the person next to you thing. And the only guy sitting right next to me was Dre. And so we talked and I learned that, you know, he's from Tennessee and all that stuff. But I met him before even you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know how I even got to know you. I can't even remember.
I think like we were just watching like, I think the most likely answer is we were watching sports in the lounge. And
that sounds about right. That sounds about right.
Yeah. But
I don't. Olivia or Jesse might have had something to do with it too. I keep interrupting you. Sorry. But I don't know. I'm trying to think.
No, you're good. You're colonizing just as you should be. But yeah, like we were just, I just remember like we would be sitting up talking about sports and then. I think it would be one of those things that's like, hey, I'm making a hot box run. Do you want to go like walk with me? And it's like, yeah, let's go. Like that's like, and then we just became pals. And then you ended up meeting Derek and then much later, Jesse, and
we're
all here. So
that's why I transferred.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, Jesse came in junior year. It was really transformed.
Class of 19, Jesse? 2019?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. For sure. I remember because you had a December graduation, right?
Yeah, but like for sure. That year, like I only knew Josh, and like I knew Josh, you know, through you
and Devin, like, and Devin.
I mean, of course, like homie Devin. But I was in the BCC like most of the time.
Yeah, we worked together. Remember?
We did.
Yeah, we was both student workers. Or you coming? You came in after me. You must have came in after me.
I ain't gonna hold you, bro. I've had my head down. I was just trying to get out of that bitch.
That wasn't even Jesse was high a lot coming to the BCC. So like he probably saw you but ain't see you. You feel me? Like
I got it.
Okay. Oh my god!
Just lean into this. Just lean into this. He's a Mizzou alum at this point. Like he's a Mizzou alum. He's been to campus enough times.
He got the hoodie, bro. I'm official.
Man's got a student ID card. Like, how you get that?
Jesse Danbury got more credits than people that actually went to this. Oh man, wow, I said the quiet part out loud. Oof.
As quiet as it's kept.
Oh man. But yeah, we don't have anything to talk about today, guys. So we're just gonna be rambling. So fuck it. Like,
we never do.
We never do. We used to plan so much for this show.
I'm glad we don't no more.
it's less stressful.
It's like the J. Cole effect. It's like you make your best work when you don't try too hard. Stop being a try hard. Is this our best work? I think this is our best and most funnest season.
I think we've had good works from like this season and the seasons where we plan stuff. Like there are some gems from like those seasons too.
Oh no, for sure. But this season, I say from here, from the beginning to here, it's been, I don't know, it's been a little bit flawless to me. This season,
it's been more fun for sure.
It's been fun.
We do end up getting into some very random conversations. I'll be honest, like very random. How did we get here?
All right, so we had this conversation a few weeks ago. What's more important, the bread or the cheese on a grilled cheese?
Oh, here we go.
And I don't know. I thought about it. It's a tough question for sure because I feel like a lot of the texture comes from the bread, so you really have to worry about that. But a lot of the flavor comes from the cheese. And what made me really kind of decide my decision is I've had grilled cheese made with high quality stuff and pretty low quality stuff. And I think after having experienced both of those, I think the most important thing is the cheese.
Really?
Yeah. Because if you toast the bread well enough, it doesn't really matter what bread it is. The only time you're going to taste a difference is if it's like light white bread versus like a whole grain type of thing. But if it's toasted, then it's still going to be nice and crunchy. But the consistency of the cheese, I think, is what really kind of makes it, makes or break the grilled cheese. Because if you have ever had like those, the comes out of a plastic thing.
The Kraft singles.
Yeah. And then you have the grilled cheese. It's just, it sticks to the roof of your mouth. And then you're constantly like kind of trying to pick it out of your teeth. And I think that's just the most disgusting thing ever. So I really thought about it. And I thought that the cheese would probably be my answer for that question.
Now that I think about it, yeah.
I respect that answer. I don't agree, but I respect it.
I can see it because then you can visualize it. It's like what you want Kraft singles on brioche bread. That don't sound too good. Brioche bread sounds good. But like Kraft singles on brioche bread don't sound good. But if I had whole wheat bread with smoked Gouda, it's like I'm gonna still eat that. I'm gonna still eat that.
Well, listen, the grilled cheese getting ate and either way. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not eating a brioche on Kraft single, bro. That's why I draw the line. <I'm sorry>. That cheese is like, no. You mean this Kraft singles is single government cheese. Yeah. And it just melts more. I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Jesse wants goat cheese on his grilled cheese.
I do. I would like goat cheese. Hold on. Goat cheese might be underrated, bro. Goat cheese really be hidden. Goat cheese be hidden, bro. It got like a nice buttery consistency with it. Hey,
do you own a goat? Is this what's
No, like, you can go happening? To a store. You can go to a local market.
I feel like Jesse's gonna end up owning a goat. I'm not gonna hold you.
He has a connect. You knew this. Look, he has a connect in East Lansing.
Yeah, it's called Myers.
What's a group of goats called?
Sometimes I go to Aldi's.
What's a group of goats called? I feel like you would know.
What'd you say, bro?
I said, what's a group of goats called? I feel like you would know.
I don't know that.
I don't believe you.
I've never seen goats in groups. I've only seen them singular. I don't know what you mean. I've never seen a picture of a group of goats. I've only seen like one goat. That's it.
A group of goats. That's just a fuck ton of goats.
Funny enough, it is called, as simple enough, a herd, a tribe, or a
tribe.
Yeah, it says here that you can use one of three: a herd, a tribe, or a trip of goats.
A trip. Yep. Oh shit! That's a trip of goats right there.
It's a trip of goats right there, man. It's a trip of goats.
Them goats tripping, man.
A trip of goats tripping. That'd be hilarious.
Say that 15 times.
No, refuse to. No.
I like a fuck ton of goats. It really.
I do like a fuck ton of goats better. I'm not going to hold
you. It really emphasizes the number of goats in the facility. It really lets you know there's a bunch of goats here. A trip of goats, I don't know what that means. Like, are they taking a trip somewhere? A herd, I know a sheep. A fuck ton is like, bro, there's a lot of goats here.
I feel like that's going to be the name of this episode. It's a fuck ton of goats.
Try to go down Farmer Brown, try to pass his farm. It's like, hey, don't go there. There's a fuck ton of goats around here. It's like, well, I'm going to just turn around. I ain't going nowhere today. That makes more sense. A fuck ton of goats. That's a lot of fucking goats.
He's trying to think of all the milk and all the cheese you could have from all those goats.
Exactly.
Limitless.
And all the goat meat for sure. Mm-hmm. For your
stews. All right, here we go. Here we go. All
right. We seem to also be turning into like a workout podcast because we talk about like lifting basically every week. And Peyton was my first lifting partner. So Yeah, that was a let's talk about that a little bit. That was a, I just think about that time now, especially like that I know what I'm like, I can build programs and all that kind of stuff. We had no idea what we were doing, honestly. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Like
no idea.
I think we used to start off with like the machine preacher curls and then go into like a chest press and then a shoulder like we would just use a bunch of machines and like mm-hmm. had no idea what we were doing.
Yeah, we did.
We did. Isn't that every guy's fitness journey? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, so isn't that like almost, I have to be gender here on this, but isn't that like every guy's fitness journey? No, scratch that. Isn't that everybody's fitness journey? When you first go into the gym, you're like, I'm gonna try everything. I'm gonna just do everything. And it's like, what's your fitness goal? I just want to lose this stomach. It's like, what's the goal? Like, you don't know nothing out the gate.
Yeah, like, what were you going to say, Peyton?
I don't remember. Something about just, like, how we were doing, like, box jumps and stuff. And, like, the kind of workouts that we did just didn't seem like they made a lot of sense, you know?
We did, like, a set of box jumps. But, like, we were also playing basketball a lot at that point. So I think that's we got to do this. But I remember we would do squats. I don't remember we would do that with the bar or, like, with the Smith machine. Like
remember some
I just remember we were like, all right, today is legs, and we would go and we had a thing that we would do, but none of it, like, if you actually look back, like, did make no sense, like, comprehensively. We spent a whole 2 days a week on abs, bro. Which is just bad. It was just very bad.
I enjoyed those core days, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean because we got out of there quick.
Mm-hmm. It was a short day.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Do y'all still incorporate core workouts in y'all programs?
Yeah, I do.
I do. Like, I try to make sure I just when I'm doing my compounds, I just brace my core. Like, I don't want to sit up and do ab work a whole bunch. I'm not necessarily like aiming for that right now. I just want to make sure that, like, when I'm doing bench, squat, deadlift, whatever, that, like, I'm bracing that. I feel like I do well enough for that.
Yeah, I only do a few workouts. Sometimes I just toss it in at the end of, like, I don't know. Typically, it's a cardio day, I think. So, like, we'll ride the bike for a while, kind of get a HIIT workout in too, and then we'll try to hit a little bit of a core circuit. It started out as a circuit, but now it's just kind of like a, you know, do you want to do one or two things? Let's do one or two things, and that turns into, like, let's do one thing, and then we do one thing, and then we're like, let's get the hell out of here.
I see that. Yeah. I do a lot of, like, balance and stability, like, when I say core. Because I know when some people, when I say core, they're thinking, like, you know, sit-ups and, like, bicycles. And, like, that's cool. But, like, I'm kind of myself, like, I don't really care to have abs, bro. I just want a good core. Like, can I stand on my one leg for, like, 15 seconds? So, like, I do more, like, stability work on the stability balls or, like, you know, I might run, walk on a treadmill, like, with the 45s, like, you know, doing the farmers. Like, stuff like that. But I kiss abs goodbye, bro. All my idols look like you. All my idols are damn near UFC fighters. They ain't got no abs.
Like, not damn near. They are UFC fighters, Justin. Jesse's still in training for his light heavyweight championship shot. So, like,
you can't go too deep. I would have been knocked out by now. I would have got knocked out by now. I was looking at top ranked boxing last night, and I was like, "Yep, I would have got knocked out for sure." That's something I had to start in high school to do, bro. I had to commit. Now I'm like, I need all my brain cells. I need all my brain cells, bro. I can't be like doing my comps and going like, okay, what did I just read? Why does my head hurt? Derek, like, do you try to incorporate more like core movements in your workouts?
Hey man, I'm worried about getting to the gym for my workouts. Sometimes I'm gonna be honest. I need to go to the gym. I'm gonna be honest. Hey man, we practice transparency on this podcast, man. I'm being transparent. I don't do the best at going 5 days a week. I'll be completely honest. Well, 4 days, but yeah. Sometimes I'll go on a Monday and then not go for the rest of the week. Sometimes I'll go 2 days. and then, you know, get busy or whatever. But, you know, I'm trying my best to get into that rhythm.
All you can do is try, man. That's all you can do.
I'm not where y'all at just yet, but trying to get there.
Is there anything that, like, y'all hate to do, but you're like, fuck, I still gotta do this? Like,
the Bulgarians.
Anything on leg day.
The Bulgarians.
Every single workout I have is on leg day.
Wow.
Bro, I hate, like, I'd much rather go through arms than legs.
That's such a bro thing.
Just, like, absolutely.
That's different.
Because it's like, it feels way more intense on leg day. Like, everything you have to do just feels that much more intense. From RDLs to back squats, you know, the thing that you have me doing at the very end where you put the plate on your thighs. The weighted wall sits. Yeah, the weighted wall sits. It's, all that just feels terrible. It just feels terrible. But you have to do it. So, yeah.
I mean, if you want to be out here looking like a flamingo, that's on you, my boy. I don't care. Like,
I didn't say there wasn't benefits. It just sucks. There are benefits to it for sure. It just feels terrible.
I don't know. It was the reverse for me. I started working out my legs, and then I went, because my whole thing was that I didn't want to be big arm, skinny legs, because I hate looking like that. So,
I mean, that makes sense. You're a running back. So
then I switched, but now I've done more. I do more. There's more of an emphasis on strength training. There are some movements that I hated to do, but I got used to them. So, like, the Bulgarians, I really did not like, but I got used to them because, like, my form had changed. The weighted chin-ups, that one is starting to, like, kind of get... That one gets on my nerves a little bit because I put it at the end, but, like, it's a good finisher. So, right now, the weighted chin-ups is the one I'm kind of like, I hate.
I feel that. Peyton?
I don't really like doing, like, isolated, like, bicep workouts.
Like, that's interesting.
I know, and it's been recent, and I don't know what it is, but, like, curls and stuff have been really getting on my nerves.
I kind of feel that.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's like, I don't. Maybe it's because I took some time off or something. But, you know, back in the day, I'd be like putting 40s up, like it was, you know, nobody's business. And then all of a sudden, now I can, you know, the weight's lesser, so I think it's mental. There's a mental side of it. But then when you get, like, done and stuff, my arms are like spasming, and I don't know. I don't like that feeling.
I think that's probably what it is. Cause, like, when you do curl, like, if you're doing curls correctly, your entire arm feels like it's ballooned. Like, you can't flex or you can't do anything with it. It's just like,
oh, yeah. Yeah. And I don't like that feeling at all. Like, at least legs and stuff, you can walk it off. And sometimes, you know, sometimes it will, like, hit you hard. Like, on the drive home, I'll have like a quad spasm. And I have to, like, you know, only 2 more minutes or something. But, like, bicep stuff, like, when it starts spasming, it's just, I don't know.
One of us out here knows what that feels like.
That was good.
Sorry, Josh.
I had a mini panic attack, so.
I understand what you're saying, Peyton. I remember one time I had a push day, and I can understand that, like, in terms of, like, just having, you know, your arms, like, you don't like your arms feeling like that. Because I remember I had a push day, and I remember I was doing push-ups with the bands. And, like, I had, like, my little red thick band, and I did, like, 10 of them. And my arms, when I got done, they locked up. So then when I got up, they were just like this. They were like this for, like, 5 minutes. And I was like... It was the wildest thing to me. I never saw that. I got so scared. I've never seen my arms, like, just stiff up like that, bro.
You look like a possum. That's what you were saying. Like, ah.
No, I was like packing a mail gun. Because I had got up, and I was just like, what do I do?
I think the thing I hate the most is, like, I'll say leg extensions for, like, the very end of my workout. So I'll go through, like, compounds, all that kind of stuff, and leg extensions will be the last thing. And it's just like my everything is already done. Like, I've already, like, pushed myself. Like, I don't do a whole lot of, like, oh, this is easy type of workouts. Like, I don't do a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And so by the time I get through like three sets of leg extensions, like everything is just like the same way that your bicep feels. That's how my legs feel. It's just like, Jesus Christ. Like, why do I'll be sitting there asking myself, like, why do I do this to myself? Like, why don't I like me? Like, what the fuck?
There is one workout I got to be careful for, and it's the calf raises. I have to be careful for that for me, because I'll do it in three variations. So like my feet will be like, you know, parallel. Then I'll like put them in like 45 and all that, because it works on the three different parts of the calf. I got to be careful for that, because if I go back around again, my calves will lock up and I'm like, I can't move from this position. I can't walk. That's the one I got to really be careful for. Like, I have to work on my calves. So that'd be the dilemma. But it's like, I don't want to lock up right here. That's the one sneaky workout. I cannot stand for legs.
That's hilarious.
That one, I'd be so scared, bro. I'd be like, okay. I can't move. It's not like it doesn't sting. It's just more like if I try to move, I'm going to look really stupid.
You'll be waddling down the steps.
Exactly. So then it sets people behind me, because, you know, I'm doing my little calf raises at the weights rack. So they're just like, move. And it's like, I wish I can, but I can't. Just go around me. But the
you got to lay down on the log and like roll away.
I'm like, go around me. But the 15s go around me. That'd be the thing that gets me. I'll start putting, is there anything like new that y'all try to incorporate now in y'all fitness plans? Like, I try to do more slow-metric movements. So like now, like when I get to, let's say, the last rep or something. So like, let's say I'm doing chest presses, right? Let's say I'm doing, let's say like five sets of six. On that fifth one, I might put the weight up like a progressive overload. And I'll go like really slow. And that won't be really messing me up. So like, I try to do stuff like that now, just to change it up. Because there used to be a time where like I will work out. And I think it was like during the home workout sessions we had during the pandemic. I'll be working out in the middle of it. I'm just yawning. I'm like, yeah, this ain't it. Like, you should not be bored during a workout. That's the last feeling you should have.
Man, those Planet Quarantine workouts or something else.
They were fun. They were good, like team bonding, but it was
not. They were good. I think that's a better word. I don't know about like fun would come and go, but like it was good. Like,
I remember more labs than like the actual workout. Sometimes I'll just be like, what are we doing? Oh yeah, we are working now.
Oh man. Yeah.
Go ahead. No, I feel like we be in there doing all types of different workouts. Like each day was like damn near different. We'd have a hit one day, and we doing legs. Now it's ab day. I'm just like,
Rebecca trying to do squats. That was the funniest thing. She'd be like, okay.
Well, if you don't hurry your ass up. is there anything that, like, I don't want to say, is there a moment you wish you could, like that we've had as a friend group that you wish you could go back over? But like, I mean, like, obviously the thing I'm thinking about is when we were in St. Louis, but we've had a lot, like I said, we've had like a good amount of just like hangout moments that I'm like, damn, that'd be really fun if we could do that shit all over again.
The New York one will always be my favorite, because that was like our last hurrah together as a group, like before the world was like, you know, COVID-fied. Yeah. Like that was a lit one. But yeah. Still the funniest one was like that last, like when we went to Derek's apartment. That was like,
well, might as well have been your apartment the way you used to be. might as well have been your house. Bro was great.
Bro, that morning for night was front so funny.
Closet and was like, okay, all right, here we go. Proceeds to just put my blanket over here. I'm like, Jesse.
Just sat on the couch like nothing. Well,
like, brother, I know we cool, brother, but damn, you could have asked.
And he was eating all your fruit snacks too.
Knew where everything was. I'm just like, okay. Clearly, I don't live here, but this is Jesse's house. Clearly.
That was a funny day. It was like from beginning to end. Yeah.
Yeah. Even us making breakfast was like, because Ross and Peyton were just chilling at the house. And like Ross told us good news. But like Derek was like, oh yeah, I'm moving. And Jesse's like, yeah, I'm doing da 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 da. Peyton's like, well, I'm still white. Yay!
We went to the. You and Josh had said something hilarious, bro. I think he said, like, when Peyton and Ross might have been, like, off to the side talking, Josh was like, oh, so you're just going to make all the black people do all the work? I was crying. He's, oh, yeah,
man. Bro,
oh,
Peyton was cutting up too at the zoo, bro.
What? What did I do?
I think you said something like, she was like, I think Shelby was like, look at the, like, the dump truck on that. And I think she was talking about the elephant or something. You turn around and you're like, oh, sorry, my bad.
Like, I was like, Peyton, bro.
Oh, man.
We came back to Derek's hotel. I said Derek's hotel. We came back to Derek's apartment.
See? He's trying to move into my space.
We went back to Derek's apartment. Y'all thought I was dead. I'm like, that's not even funny, but like...
That's triggering.
It's funny in retrospect. Like,
I thought you died. I was like, in my apartment. I was like, why are
you? He said, oh,
I gotta get the cops involved. I'm black. It's just like, this is
I just woke up and y'all were just over me. No, last thing, I woke up and Derek was like, whoa, what is he on right now? I was like, bro, am I up? Like, what's going on? Like, we thought you were dead. I'm like, I was asleep.
Very interesting weekend.
We had Peyton a great told day.
Peyton told us to run over Derek and Ross as they were walking on the side.
Fucking Rambo. Dude.
That's my day, bro. That day from beginning to end. That Saturday was lit.
I just wanted to run Derek over. I don't know. I did. I wanted to.
Appreciate the love you have for me.
Yeah, road rage. He was the passenger.
I wasn't even driving.
Yeah, road rage in the back seat. That's hilarious. Like,
me and Ross is sitting there having a great conversation.
Yeah, yeah, that's the funniest thing too. Y'all were just sitting there like, Ben's like, yo, fucking ram them.
I like, it's a lot of hate in this car.
That's elite level haterism right there.
No.
Elite level.
No, it would have been out of love, of course.
With love. Break his legs, but out of love. like he in the mob or something. Like, I love you. I don't want to do this.
Eric, it would have been, it's just a prank, dude. It just would have been a prank.
Yeah, that's the stupid shit is that you would have woke up in the hospital and be like, you guys, like.
Look, guys night.
Nurse would have been like, what?
The nurse would have been like, guys night, nah, boy.
Punch out. I'll push his wheelchair.
It's like, not that was Seth Payton. No.
Look, I'm like, I'll push his wheelchair. Oh, thanks, Jesse, these are state. No. Like, we'll get there faster. It's like literally right there. The exit is right there. Why would I go all the way down the hall for the elevator? The stairs are right there.
This nigga said, we'll get there faster, bro. What the fuck? Jesus Christ.
I'll be like, is the camera on me? Hi. This is Derek Smalls, and you're watching Jackass. Just push them off.
If I'm ever hospitalized, please have them put creatine in my IV. Please.
Why, so you can come back as a Winter Soldier? No.
Yeah. So I can keep the gains, dog. That's all I need.
You're like, boop. Be like, oh, shit, he's back.
You could put adamantium in, I would.
In the IV?
Yeah, you could be Wolverine.
That sounds terrible.
Sound horrible, man.
Wolverine is never like pleasant. Wolverine's never like he's never fun to be around. Like,
well, that's just his personality. He was horrible before he even got the adamantium.
Sure, but then he's even more cranky. Like,
he was a dick before. Now it's just like, stay away from him.
Well, I mean, yeah. Josh is a dick right now. It's not like it's something we can't.
Yeah, but like he doesn't have stuff shooting out his spike. He doesn't have spikes shooting out of him.
Why he pan fried me like that? What the fuck?
Why he pan fried you, dog?
he coming from Jesse. It's just a matter of time before he comes.
No, I already knew the way how he started cooking Derek. I was like, yep, it's only a matter of time. I ain't even gonna fight it. I'm just, I'm just like, look, I'm over here. Salute. I'm like, he just making his rounds. He getting busy.
No, I'm not saying anything anymore.
No, it's fine.
No, speak your truth, King.
Okay.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Beige Lillard. What else you got to say?
I don't know. We have to talk about something. It'll just pop in my head.
All right. You start talking about Marvel. Is there anything? Have you, like, are you fully caught up on everything?
No.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, it's not just me.
I still have to watch WandaVision still that you told me to watch a month ago that I still haven't watched.
Yeah, for someone that loves Vision so much, like I thought for sure that would have been like, I'm on this from day one.
It's tough because he's dead. It's tough. He died, Josh, so it's tough to see him on screen.
He died multiple times, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
They killed the shit out of him.
It's still raw, okay?
Died again, came back. Died again, came back. That was traumatic.
I mean, they was beating his ass the entire Infinity War, dog.
Mm-hmm. He told his wife to kill him. That was traumatic. Then I said, nah. Bring that back.
Run that shit back, Turbo.
I'm like, dog, he died. Bro, he did a double homie. How do you do that?
Did you watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier at least?
Yeah, you know that. I watched that.
Just make sure.
That actually was fire. That took, I don't know why that took me a while to get into, but I actually like that one. I'm going to rewatch that.
I haven't watched.
Derek hasn't watched anything. He's a loser. So.
You don't know what I've watched.
What have you watched, Derek?
Shut up. You don't know my life.
I do, nigga. Be folded in the couch watching Pretty Little Liars instead of Marvel. Grow up.
What the fuck?
It's How to Get Away.
That's not what he watched no more, bro.
Get it right. It's How to Get Away with Murder. Get it right.
It's that and Euphoria now.
I actually have not seen Euphoria.
Yeah, everybody on Euphoria is fucked.
I just constantly hear about it every week.
Just the darker the grassy.
Like, Jesus Christ. Wait, is that what white people are like? Hold on. Peyton, is that what white people are like?
Probably.
I went to school with black people, so I have no idea. Like, is everyone doing drugs? Like,
I went to a small school and no one did drugs. But I imagine at a big school, yes.
Okay, what did you guys do instead for fun?
What did we do for fun?
Yeah.
Nothing. We didn't do anything. We sat in the parking lot.
I don't believe you.
No, I shit you not. That's what we did. That was what we did for fun, is we would get in our cars and we'd sit in the parking lot. It's depressing, I know.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's why I'm not there anymore. It was awful.
I would have thought Derek would know about Euphoria because, like, he sent out that their PR statement against them.
I tell y'all one thing about Derek now. For their PR person. Listen, that was fifth grade. I won the essay contest.
Okay. Nerd.
Big deal. Whoop-dee-whoop.
Drugs are bad. I was in my essay like, I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. This shit lit.
Jesse's like, drugs are good. They help me keep money.
One day, I hope weed will be legalized.
I guess it's the complete opposite now anyway. Like, if somebody has a Dare shirt on, they're more than likely a drug user. Like, more than likely.
I don't know if anyone's wearing a Dare shirt, like...
I've seen people wear
for it. For the reason that they, like, Dare would want you.
Oh, no, I feel not, like not at all.
People wear it ironically now.
Yeah, but people just wear it to be funny.
Yeah.
You just be smoking with a Dare shirt on.
I'm yeah, like, exactly.
I'm like, what type of poster is this? Have a Netflix special that's about to be. We'll see.
Apparently, they got beef with Euphoria. apparently.
Yeah, because they were like, this is glorifying, you know, druggies, teenage, yada, yada, yada.
This is glorifying like, druggies.
I wouldn't even say glorifying. It's probably showing you the bad parts, if anything.
Everybody in the show is fucked up. Like, everybody. And if you're not, you are not a major character. Like, no one gives a shit about you. Like,
everyone has some form of addiction in that show. And that's all that's showing, bro.
Yeah, I don't think a teenager's, I don't think a teen is watching that and is like, let me go have my life be like,
ooh, this looks fun. That the way that Rue is like ruining and gaslighting everyone around her. Like, it's, this looks great. Like,
no. And now Degrassi's like, all right, bro, now we got to really show y'all how bad it's going to be. All right, 2023, class back in session. The opening scene is going to be someone dying in a car crash. Like, they're going to go right into it.
I feel like Degrassi and Euphoria need to be in, like, the same, like, universe. Like, this needs to be, like, the high school on the other side of town. You feel me? Like,
don't set this up, because I see an MCU sequel going on.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because if that happens, then they live two blocks down from the neighborhood where BMF is. Because, like, then you got to start that.
You know? Do it all. I don't care.
And the neighborhood changed since the 80s from Snowfall. Like, and now we got to push the T soundtrack. Like, I would now listen to that.
But on the contrary, don't you want more Pusha T in your life?
Of course I want more Pusha T. Pusha T is the only rapper, at least for me, where I don't... where I break my rule on, I just want a rapper to talk about a different subject. I'm like, no, he has picked the right subject to do well in. That's all I want from him. You know, every now and then I'll get a Black Lives Matter like song. Okay, cool. But what about these drugs? What do the drugs do?
I don't want to hear a Black Lives Matter song. I don't know if that's controversial or not. Like, don't need it.
I mean, now, no. I don't want that no more.
I want one.
I was waiting for Faith to say something. I think that's a great idea. It's like, you sure? He's like, yeah. Okay. I was waiting on that. I was like, Faith's about to say something hilarious.
Hey, gonna do one with Benny the Butcher. We gonna look up.
Faith, you gonna have a song with Benny?
I'll be like, well, you can't get mad at him now.
I could try to write one.
Please do. Please do. We'll have Jesse rap it. How about that?
That sounds great.
Is there anything else anyone needs to say?
Make sure you stream Pay's new single featuring Benny the Butcher, Black Lives, out now on Apple Music.
Excuse me, get his rapper name right. It's Beige Lillard.
Beige Lillard, my bad. Beige Lillard.
Featuring Benny the Butcher.
Yeah. I'll be with it.
All right, Jesse, go ahead, take us home then.
All right, y'all. Thanks for listening to the It's Just Joe's podcast with special guests of, you know, the one and only Peyton. Make sure you like, share, subscribe all our content on YouTube. That's at jokes_podcast. Please follow our YouTube and our Twitter and our Instagram at jokes_podcast. Give us 5 stars. If you give us anything other than that, you are a hater and you are a colonizer. I like Peyton because Peyton's actually Black. All right, y'all. Shout out to King Boy and Jay Alizier for the beautiful outro. And that's all I got for now.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye.
It's really Black.